My name is Brian Wakely. My wife's name is Lynn. We have a son named Eli that is 24 years old. We've been doing Purple Day for about 8 years now. It started in Canada. A little girl that had epilepsy was afraid to let anybody know she had epilepsy. Well, her mother asked her, she said, well, maybe you could help other people and let them know that it's okay and it's not contagious. And it kind of took off from there. So she started this Epilepsy Awareness Day, which is Purple Day, where everybody worldwide, my understanding is, get everybody to wear purple. Somebody asks you the question, why are you wearing purple? What's that ribbon about? And then you say it's epilepsy awareness, and you wouldn't believe the conversations that I can get going with people that have been affected by someone with epilepsy.
So what day is Epilepsy Awareness Day?
Epilepsy Awareness Day is March 26th every year. And my wife and I got involved about 8 years ago. We decided to let people know that it isn't contagious. Our son has a very bad syndrome, Lennox-Gastaut, which is pretty bad. There's no bright future for him. So we just want people to know that it's out there, and if it helps you to talk to somebody else about it, so be it. And we're always open. If somebody wants to call, we leave our phone number on the purple ribbons we leave around town at different businesses, and hopefully people will wear them on the 26th.
Is there an event, or is it just mainly an awareness day?
It's just an awareness day. I don't know of any events. It'd be nice if we could get something started someday, but it's a lot of work for my wife. She spends countless hours making these ribbons and bookmarks. She makes bookmarks.
They say know how to help, or how do you help someone who is having an episode?
Okay, there's a phrase called trust. Turn the person on their side, remove harmful objects, use something soft under their head, even your hands, put their head on your knee, stay calm, and time the seizure.
The main thing is to just observe, watch the person.
Correct. Time to call 911 is if the seizure lasts more than 5 minutes. If it's the person's first seizure, there could be a medical reason for the seizure that's underlying. Never put anything in the person's mouth. I know a lot of people, there's a stigma that the person is swallowing their tongue, but it's not physically possible. Don't ever put anything in a seizing person's mouth.
For someone who might want to maybe get involved with this, how do they do that? How do they get the ribbons and that type of thing?
They could contact my wife. Our home phone is 715-420-1813. And if you're interested, she'd be more than happy to talk to you, or I could talk to you. We could get ribbons, bookmarks to you.
And the main thing is to wear purple on what day again?
March 26th. And we're not really, we don't do it as a fundraiser, but a lot of people like to donate. So we have cans at certain businesses that allow it. But we're not really looking for a donation, and 100% of donations go right to Epilepsy Foundation.
And I guess if you mentioned some of the places they can go to get more information.
Wherever we leave the ribbons, our phone number is usually on the sign or on the ribbons. You can contact us directly.